quite still. One tends to do. It's just you're in darkness. You're in complete darkness. Funny.
Hey, could you guys throw in a tape for me? Or a?
Oh yeah, of course we can.
Can I get a CD?
Yes, of course.
Sure.
That'd be lovely.
I'll put it onto a CD and then shall I just... I'll have to send it
Steve, would you like a coffee?
Yeah, you can send it
you know, hot water and a little lemon?
And then I can...
No, lemon. You may be asking for
or hot water.
Lemon.
Just
can we get
water.
Some hot water?
Yeah.
Davis. How was Paul O'Grady? I missed it. I was at my mum's yesterday and you were about to come on and I had to take her out to a concert, so I missed it. Was it fun?
It was really fun.
It's a good show, isn't it? He gets really into it.
Yeah, and he, you know, when you talk to him, you know, it's sort of, you know how it is when you're working. There's all this stuff going on. And sometimes you know, you're talking to somebody, you can tell they're, you know, just sort of doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's very personal.
Yeah.
And
I think that's what makes his show so different, is because he does get really into it. And he'll kind of sometimes just break off and go on a tangent that the conversation's going to, you know, normally people are like, well, no, the next question is.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Especially on television. You know, I think on like something like radio, you can be personal.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's a conversation. Whereas on the telly, it's so visual.
Yeah.
That sometimes the realism of it gets lost in the hoopla.
Yeah.
But you know, when you look in his eyes, he's a very soft, gentle guy.
Yeah.
That he really feels lucky to be there too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's,
yeah.
You get the feel, you get,
and
you
that comes across as a viewer as well. I think you know.
Yeah?
I think that's what sets his show apart.
Hi, Emily.
Nice to meet you, Emily. Oh,
Emily does all our website stuff. She's gonna at the end take a couple of pictures if that's all right.
Oh sure.
Just for the page. And
sure.
Everything.
This isn't like a dirty website.
No.
We can put you on a dirty website.
Yeah.
I know a couple.
I was wondering, could I be on a dirty website?
I know a few.
I don't really want to be. Yeah. I'd like to be on whipsandchains.com or.
Awesome.
Cool. Right. Well, sorry. Your water is on its way.
Should we start? And the water coming in can be part of the.
Can be part of the show.
It's all part of the fun.
Exactly. Do you want to grab the headphones?
Yes. Lovely. So the mics are up, are they? Lovely. Yes.
Into that one.
Sure.
Cool.
But I really felt he was like a regular fellow.
Yeah.
You know, that just sort of was like, wow, this is really great. I got my own television show.
Yeah, exactly.
And I want it to last as long as I can, you know, keep it going.
David, I sound a little bit tinny in here. Is this all right?
Yeah.
It's fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not the important one. It doesn't matter.
Please.
Shall we?
You're very important.
God bless you, Steve.
Everybody.
God bless
everybody's
you.
Important.
Shall we?
Let's go.
Crack on?
Okay.
I've just got these on just so I can hear what it sounds. I don't even need those. So forget it.
Now, how's your mum? What concert?
Well, I took her to see Dennis LeCorrier, who's the singer from Doctor Hook. Do you remember Doctor?
Oh, Doctor.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman. I took her
to
see that.
Really?
Yeah, and she's a big fan, and I've kind of interviewed him, and so we sort of know each other a bit. And
how nice.
He's just the night. He came out at the end and gave my mum a kiss and made her night and asked her. She's not very well, so he asked how she was and stuff.
Wow.
That's showbiz, Steve. You could learn a lesson or two.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we've started already. This will be in the show.
We have?
We've got Steve Gunberg. Hey, mate, I've got to shake your hand. Because
good morning.
This is an honour to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Is it true, last night, you broke a world record?
I did. I broke a world record last night putting the most hot dogs in buns.
That's not a euphemism. That's actually...
No, that's not... No, it's real hot dogs. No, don't take it wrong. It's just a hot dog.
What? That was on Paul O'Grady?
Yes,
which
it was on
Paul
O'Grady.
That's why we're singing Dr. Hook.
You took your mom to the concert.
Yeah. So, why? How did that come up?
Well, they came to me and said, this is what you're going to do. You're going to break a world record. And I said, okay, I'm ready. So I got my track suit on and my short. I was ready to run. But it was actually just putting wieners in rolls. And I've never really touched that many wieners. That's actually the first amount of wieners
I've
ever touched.
You've worked in Hollywood. You must have touched a few wieners.
Yeah, now that I think about it. Yeah, at the beginning of the career,
Here comes your hot water, sir.
Wow.
These crazy Americans wanting hot water. Turning your nose up at our coffee. Are you caffeine free?
No. I just actually eat the instant coffee by the spoonful in the morning.
What?
I just take the granules and I eat the. And while I'm in the shower, I put a little water in my mouth, gargle, and I've got hot coffee. It's quick today.
That's proper
you know the economy is very tight today. We have to be very tight. So I take the granules, put in the water. I save water.
You could save even more money by then kissing an attractive lady, sharing the coffee back and forth. That's just everyone's saving.
God, are you brilliant?
There you go. You can have that one.
You're a genius.
Thank you, sir.
You're not only a comedy genius, you're an economic genius.
Oh, Steve Guttenberg, you say. Well, this is it. I should be, you know, on the news talking about. Hey, listen, you're here for pantomime. Let's get the business end out of the
Come
way.
Come on now.
So you're doing Cinderella.
I am at the in Bromley at the Churchill Theatre starting December 5th.
Now, listen, no disrespect. You're an American. Do you know what you've let yourself in for, sir? Pantomime it can be hideous for the performer. You're playing the bad guy as well in this.
I've had President Bush for 8 years. What more can it? How bad can it get?
You're going to have. I went and saw Henry Winkler, the Fonz.
You did?
Oh man, he was doing
Captain Hook.
Captain Hook a couple of years ago.
Right.
And you know, I don't know if he knew. He comes on. 1,000 kids just booing him, shouting at him, chucking sweets at him. This is going to happen to you, Steve. I'm worried for you.
Can I eat the sweets?
Well, never eat sweets that have been given to you by a fan, always.
Oh, never do that, never do it. What about chopped meat? I don't mind if anybody throws chopped meat. I can make it to a little hamburger.
You'll be catching
that
and taking it home.
Economics. Economics.
This is what... You should be on BBC News. Forget Robert Peston or whatever he is.
What time does that go on?
BBC News is on all the time.
Oh, I can't do it.
No,
I can't do it. I'm busy. I'm busy that time.
But have you seen pantomime? Are you aware of it?
I have.
What have you seen?
Years ago, I saw Ian McKellen.
Really?
Yeah, I saw him
in pantomime.
Yes, playing a woman at the Old Vic, I think, or somewhere.
Oh, yeah, no, he did. That was, I think, when Kevin Spacey had just taken over.
Well, it was years ago.
But that's posh pantomime.
That's posh pantomime.
Yeah, you're going.
Well, that's what I'll be doing, right?
No, sir.
No.
No.
No. What do you mean, no?
It's gonna be hard.
Hard work.
I don't want to put you off. I don't want you to say stuff. This. I'm going home. I'm going back to LA. I'm making movies again.
Right. Right.
Because it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
It's gonna be proper hard work, though.
Hard work.
Yes.
I'm not built for hard work.
No, I know.
I'm an actor.
Yes.
We don't do.
It's gonna be.
I'm a movie actor. I don't act.
Yeah. There's no retakes. There's no stopping. Can we do that again?
Yeah.
I muffed it up. It's straight through. It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun.
Do you know all the. He's behind you.
No, yes, he is. No, he's not.
So you know all that?
I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't know any of it. But I'm looking forward to it. I know there's some. They say something, I say something. But actually, that's how I live my life. You know, they say something, I say something. That's how what we're doing right now. We're actually doing panto right now.
No, it's a little bit more. But there's set things.
There are set things.
Okay, I'm gonna practice.
Okay.
I don't know any pantomime. I forgot it.
Hang on. Yes, he is.
Oh no, he's not.
Oh yes, he is.
You got it. You've got it.
Oh, shut up. I think there's a shut up at the end, isn't there? No.
Not quite as camp as you did it there.
Oh, shut up. That was camp. That's my usual voice.
So it's Cinderella, you're Baron Hardup.
I am Baron Hardup.
Have you, you know, that's already an innuendo. It's full of filthy innuendos as well.
Well, no, I don't know what part I'm playing, but in real life, I'm Baron Hardup. That's what I've been since I'm 13.
It's back to the economics. I've got the dates here somewhere. Do you know when it starts? 5th of
December 5th.
5th of December.
December 5th.
So you've got quite a while to rehearse.
Only 20 days from Christmas.
Christmas. Are you going to be here for Christmas?
I am going to be here for Christmas.
Is your family over here? Or what's...
They're coming over, yeah. Eight of them.
Okay.
Eight of them are coming over. All eight of them.
What, are these like
a mother,
wives,
father?
Or...
Oh, no, okay. No wives. Oh, do I have any wives? No, no wives.
Okay, so...
Mother, father, nieces, nephews, brother-in-laws,
sisters. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
that'll be great.
Yeah.
Weird, have you ever spent Christmas abroad before, though?
On abroad, in abroad, what was that question?
In a foreign country,
In a foreign country, sir, yes. Yes, I have actually been here several times for Christmas.
Okay.
And I love it. Oh, there's
you don't have to
like
say that. You don't have to do the American schmaltz. If you hate it, you can be honest.
Oh, I didn't know that I could be honest.
You can be honest in
this
one.
A minute. This is show business. There's no honesty here. Hold on. I was taught from an early age. No, I've been here several times for Christmas, and it's lovely. But the truth is, Christmas everywhere is great.
Yeah.
I've been to Hawaii for Christmas.
Oh, that'd
and,
be nice.
You know, everybody's nice on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Walking around Scrooge, giving out turkeys, you know. Yeah. You know,
now, listen, we're edging towards something that you might find out. You know, tasteless, in which case just make the slitting.
Well, that's been the whole interview so far.
Well, so far. Yeah. But you're doing a screening.
Yes.
It's going to be on Thursday the 19th. Wednesday the 19th.
Wednesday the 19th.
In Bromley.
Yes.
Of one of the greatest films of all time.
Of all time.
The Police Academy.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the screening, people can turn up and it's free, and we'll give it a proper plug a bit later on.
Free? In these economic times? Oh, my God.
It's a credit crunch. You won't get an audience
Okay,
otherwise.
Credit crunch.
It's on ITV2 all the time, I'll be honest.
I'm having a comedy crunch right now. I'm only allowed to give out a little comedy.
Just
comedy
a little
crunch.
Bit. We've noticed, Steve, crunch. If you give us a little bit more.
I'm trying,
it will
but
be
you
helpful.
Know, things are tough.
Now, I'm going to... The Police Academy, I'm going to say this, and you're going to think I'm weird, and you may want to walk out. A couple of months ago...
Am I allowed to walk out?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we get a news story out of it. So
that's actually
Hollywood star walks out of interview.
That would be great.
It works for both of us.
It does. It's good for everybody.
A few months ago, some friends of mine, three other friends, and I sat down, and we started at 11
o'clock. Now, you have friends.
Well, I say friends. They're people I know.
Okay.
People I know. And we started at 11 o'clock in the morning, finished at half 11 at night. We watched all seven Police Academy movies.
Are you kidding me?
No, I swear to God, all seven Police Academy movies.
With alcohol? No alcohol?
There was no, I don't drink. The friends had some alcohol. I just had some Doritos.
Wow.
I did it straight.
Well, that'll get you crazy.
Yeah. those sweet, all seven in a row.
Yeah.
At the end, it was like taking vast amounts of drugs. At the end of it, we couldn't speak.
Yeah, yeah.
We were arguing. We had a massive fight about which was the best and which was the worst. Yeah. And Police Academy 7. I know you had nothing to
Moscow?
Do with it. Oh, it was a stinker.
It was a stinker?
Oh, it was awful,
How
man.
Could it be? What are you kidding?
Because Mahoney wasn't
Wait
it,
a minute.
Friend.
This is the Merchant Ivory. That was the Merchant Ivory one.
It was
Wait
awful.
A minute. It couldn't be.
It made no sense. There were no jokes.
Wait a minute. Was Olivier in that one?
No, he did. Christopher Lee was in that
one.
Oh,
I love Christopher
Christopher
Lee.
Christopher Lee was in that.
Was he really?
Yeah, people think he's my granddad, but that's a different story.
It's just the similarity. That's all
You're in the first four.
I am the first four.
Classic movies.
Do
you get annoyed though? Oh, Mahoney.
No.
Are you sure?
Of course not.
Are you sure you're
no,
sure?
No. You know, the truth is, I hate everyone. So if anybody talks, I hate everyone for any reason. I hate everyone here. I hate everyone. So what does it matter what anybody says? No, you know what? Everybody has those seminal roles.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford or Sean Connery or, you know, Johnny Depp in Pirates, you know, or Sylvester Stallone. I'm lucky enough to have Mahoney as my seminal role that everybody knows me from, and then I get to do all kinds of other things.
Well, my favorite line in one of the films is someone goes, "Shut up, Mahomo."
Oh, really?
Fantastic.
Oh, I love that.
We've had some emails from
Too close to home, actually. Too close
we've
to home.
We've had they were quite raunchy, those films. The first few.
They were. I love that.
I love it as well.
Yeah, sure.
They show the first one when they show on the telly, they edit bits out.
They do?
Ooh. I'll tell you which bits off air.
Okay, the boobies,
slightly racist bits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do. And I think that was part of the
sure,
film. That's
part
what
of
it's
the game.
All about.
Part of the game.
But always a nice bit of Kim Cattrall.
Yeah. Lovely lady.
What a lady.
Lovely lady. Oh. Smart.
Yeah.
Lovely lady.
Dresses as a police lady.
Does she really?
Well, in that film.
Oh, yeah. In that film. Yeah.
I
like the thigh highs myself, but I didn't know she dresses.
Police Academy 8.
Yes.
That was talked about and was were you involved in that project?
Yes.
What happened with that? Where did that go wrong?
Well, there was a lot of problems, a lot of infighting.
Yeah.
A lot of infighting and a circle of fear. I'll just say that, a circle of
really?
Fear.
What does that mean, though?
I don't know. I just made that up. But that sounds good, doesn't it? A circle of fear. No, we are going to do Police Academy 8.
Is it going to happen?
Yes, Police Academy 8.
Are you joking?
Yes, we are.
High five,
thank you so much.
Come on. Wow.
Can I sit and watch it with you?
Oh, man, please
thank
do.
You. All right,
I want a Steve Gutenberg commentary.
Great. I'm
going to
crunch the Doritos up, put them in my mouth, then put water in and we save money.
We kiss. We're fine.
Yes, of course. Mm.
Is it actually going to happen?
I think it will happen if they have enough money for everybody. But I, you know,
I'm chipping in. I can give you £1,000.
£1,000?
Yes. I was going to say dollars.
What's a quid?
Well, a quid's not many dollars these
days.
Ruled you.
Oh, wait, today it's $1.50, I think.
Something like that.
50.
It used to be like $2.
Yeah, it was $2. Oh, you were flying high, weren't you?
And
those were the days. Oh, those were the days. Thatcher. Oh, Thatcher. Those were the days. Brown. Oh, with the quid's going down. On Brown. Oh, yes, the quid's going down.
We've got Ben Elton in doing a little bit of politics.
Yes, why not? A little bit.
Dancing with the Stars you did as well.
I did Dancing with the Stars.
That looks like...
Strictly Come Dancing.
Strictly Come Dancing. I'm Americanizing it just so you understand what I'm talking about.
I had no idea. Finally, yes, some English.
Did you win it?
No, I didn't win it. No, I win it. But everyone's a winner. Everyone's a winner. Isn't everyone
Come
a winner?
On.
Nah, bull. I hate it. No. I actually lasted 3 or 4 episodes, and then they kicked me off, which they should have done. But, you know, Jewish white guys, we don't dance. You know, if you go to the Dancing Hall of Fame, you're not going to see, you know, Chaim Malachi. It's just not going to happen. But if you go to the Medical Hall of Fame, you know, if you can have brain surgery, you want to go to a Jewish guy. That's who the guy you want going in there. But, you know, that's the way it is.
Exhausting, though, wasn't it?
No, actually, everyone
you did no work for it
I
at all.
Did no work.
That's why
That's
you
ridiculous.
Got booted out.
You know, everyone says to me, it's so hard dancing is not hard. Hard is doing this interview. This is hard. This is difficult.
I'm being as friendly as I can, for goodness sakes.
I forgot who I'm talking to. I apologize.
You wait till you go and see George Lamb at Six Music. He'll be all, that's your next interview.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it'll be hell. Steve, don't bother. Blow him out.
Oh, he's gone. Cancel this. Joe, can you cancel this, please?
Cancel it. Thank you. He's an awful man.
Oh,
terrible.
Awful. That's what I heard.
Okay, I'm going to...
But I had a good time on Dancing with the Stars. It was a lot of fun, yeah.
Sexy dancers as well.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay, pick your favorite film you've ever done. Go on.
My next one.
Oh,
that's the
so,
answer.
Now you're slick. That's what we like about
that's
you
my next
people.
One. That's
what
the
is
one.
Your next one?
My next one is a film called Treasure of the West.
Oh, yeah.
That a director just actually flew in last night to talk to me, and I blew him off to go to the Prince's birthday party.
I can't say that? No, blow him off over here.
Is what?
Means something completely different.
What does it mean?
It means that.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Get away.
Yes.
Get out of here.
So,
well, what does piss off mean?
Piss off means go away.
Wait, well, that doesn't mean that in the United States.
No, pissed means angry in the States.
Really?
Yeah, over here it means drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But so where did you go last night after you did
that, man? Went to the Prince's birthday party in Wimbledon at the Wimbledon Theatre.
Oh, then this was like Robin Williams.
Robin Williams and John Cleese.
Was it good?
He was really good fun. Fantastic. Yeah. So much fun. And I tried to get to the Prince, tried to grab him, but they pulled me back. I tried to grab him. You know, I wasn't a touch.
You were wearing that rucksack at the time. I gotta talk to him.
I have to tell. He's my brother. He's my real brother.
Look, we have the same blood.
Look, I tried to touch him. Oh, that Harry is cute, though. Harry. Which one was that? Harry? Yeah, Harry.
No,
was there.
William's the cute one.
Oh, William's the cute one. I forgot which one. I don't know. They're all great. I love them all.
Oh, the prince. You go with a prince, wouldn't
yes.
you?
Yes. I want to meet the prince. I'd like to meet all the princes. I'm actually a Jewish prince.
Yes.
You know, but my mother told me I'm the son of God. So you know, but I'd like to meet the. I'd like to.
We can probably arrange it.
Could you?
George Lamb couldn't arrange it.
Okay,
he's
I'm ready
rubbish.
To go.
Don't.
Do I have to wear anything special? Can I wear jeans?
You can't wear jeans meeting the royal family.
You're not allowed to wear jeans?
No, you've got to dress up like smart.
Does he ever wear jeans?
I think Prince Charles went through a thing of wearing jeans.
He did, nice.
But like it's like when your dad wears jeans and yeah. You're thinking, oh you know, you got the saggy backside
yeah.
and it's like, it just
really?
Doesn't, yeah, it doesn't.
But he's such a stud. Charles is a stud.
He was a stud.
Oh my God, still is.
The Three Degrees. You probably don't know, there's a band in the 70s, the Three Degrees.
Yeah.
Hot, sexy singers. They were like the British Supremes, but not as good.
Oh yeah, Three Degrees, I love them,
He could have been with all of them if he wanted.
If he could be with anyone if he wanted.
He was with Princess Diana, let's not forget.
Was,
one
of
the sexiest women in the world.
Hot,
but
anyways,
what are we talking about this for?
Come on, enough of that.
Enough of this nonsense. But by the way, I will say this because I feel we're getting on.
You are, aren't you?
I did ask for listeners to email in all the questions.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Well,
do you actually get... What was that?
What was that? Someone's just...
Oh, put your head between your legs. Let's go. They're bombing
That's someone
us.
Rushing in. Saying, Steve, I'm your brother.
Oh, my God.
Brother.
The Narsies.
We did have questions from listeners, but pretty much all of
them... So you really are on the air?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm not just some bloke. You're never leaving this room, Mr. Gutenberg.
Click, click.
We've got business. Take that top off.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Everyone emailed in, without exception, asking, right, can you ask Steve,
sure.
In Short Circuit, did he cop off with his co-star? When he was in Cocoon, did he cop off with his co-star? In Police Academy, did he cop off with Sharon Stone? So, did you?
Yes, I did.
Well done.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, and yes, I did.
Well done.
And lovely. Lovely. Always lovely. Yes. Except for Bubba Smith. Big man. Big man. Tough one.
We will let you go in a second. Well, no, in an hour.
Really?
Jones,
yes.
Can he really do those sound effects?
Michael Winslow,
yeah,
he can.
Can he really?
Brilliant, really funny guy, really talented.
There was no dubbing
guy.
Afterwards of him going,
no. It's amazing. That's his talent. He can
make
noises.
We tried to get him in here.
You did?
Yeah, he was difficult. He wanted us to pay for him to stay in a 5-star hotel overnight. We're not doing that for you, are we? We may have said we're doing that for you,
I'm living on the street, actually. I didn't know there was a hotel involved.
There's no hotel involved here.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, okay, listen. Let's. Yes. So the pantomime...
Did you really want a 5-star hotel?
He really wanted a 5-star hotel. And we got like... I'm a Sunday night show. I was like, we can't
do that.
We can buy you a Domino's if that's any...
Domino's is great. I love
Domino's.
So
he blew us off.
I like Pret-a-Manger. What is that?
Sorry?
Pret-a-Manger, you know, that sandwich shop?
Pret-a-Manger.
Yeah, Pret-a-Manger.
Pret-a-Manger.
I love that.
It's French.
Love it.
Do you?
Love it. Yeah, I do. I actually love it.
Hey, we've got a thing over here. If you want a coffee or like something, we've got a thing called Starbucks over here, which
Starbucks,
is...
Starbucks, never heard of it.
Yeah, there's some outside. They do like coffees and teas and stuff.
No, I think
there's a couple in the States.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah,
right,
no.
So listen, let's do the business.
Sure.
Have you got a website, by the way?
I do. I have actually tons of websites. None of them are officially mine, but they're all... Fans make them up and people make them up.
I'm on
Facebook and MySpace and all that.
But that's not... It's someone else's
I think it's somebody else, yeah.
You must have met a few weird... Do you ever get fans coming up to you dressed as Mahoney?
Every single one of them.
just
every
rubbing
single
themselves.
One, yes. I love that. I love them all. I go home with them, play with them. I sit with their children, watch television, whatever they want.
Right. Cinderella.
Yes.
5th of December.
What show is Cinderella? And what is that about? There never was a father to Cinderella. In my life, Cinderella was an orphan. And
you're
then
not her father. You're Baron Hardup.
But I'm her
father. Is it? I don't know.
How can Cinderella have a father?
Which one is Cinderella?
Cinderella's the one she sweeps and the prince puts the shoe on her foot and says, hey, you're in. Come on.
Oh, there is her dad. Yeah, no, Cinderella's got a dad. It's the stepmother.
The stepmother.
It's the evil stepmother. The
stepsisters.
But there is a stepmother involved, because there must be for step.
But if I had a daughter, why would I let her sweep? Wouldn't I put her, you know, working at Harrods or something?
Well, this is the thing. This is what you'd think. But is Baron Hardup the dad of Cinderella?
He's the dad of Cinderella. So how could she be? This crazy. This is crazy. It's just crazy, man. Crazy, man. I quit.
Boo!
I quit. Boo!
Yes. Get used to that sound.
Oh, do I play Captain Hook?
No.
Wait.
So
I'm Captain Hardup, or no, you have something like
it's
that.
5th of December. I'm trying to do the business for you, Steve. I cannot mention it if you want.
I apologize.
For goodness sakes. 5th of December.
Yes.
The 18th of January.
Do you think people are going to like this interview? You think
they're
going to
hate it.
They're going to hate it.
They'll have switched off and gone to Six Music and going, is he on George Lamb yet?
Oh, my.
We'll mention this throughout the show. But tickets, it's at the Churchill in Bromley.
Yes.
0870 060 6620. Can you repeat that number?
Oh, I could just say oh. That's all I can say is oh. Oh, I love the starting with oh. I love all the numbers here start with oh. I love that.
Of course they do.
Yes, December 5th, we go on stage. Be there. It's going to be fun. I'm going to run out to the audience and kiss everyone in the audience. Everyone, except the smelly ones. I don't kiss smelly
ones. There'll be a lot of smelly ones in Bromley.
Yes.
No, there won't. No.
I love Bromley.
Bromley's nice.
I love it.
No,
you know when you say the old pain in the neck, Gregory Peck? What's the for Bromley? You know, like Bristol Cities, you know, there. What's the, isn't there that, you know, apples and pears up the stairs, you know?
Yeah, I don't think there is rhyming
nothing
slang for
Bromley.
Bromley,
she makes one up for Bromley.
Bromley.
The Comley. I'm Comley today. Oh, you know, that means you're from Bromley. I don't know. I'm trying to make something nice here. I don't know. I'm doing what I can. I'm doing my bad Robin Williams.
Churchilltheatre.co.uk is the website.
Yep.
I think after 3 days, you're going to be phoning your agent up.
I'm going to be what?
Phoning your agent up. You got an agent?
No, I don't really have one.
That's why you
really have. Bernie is my agent. His name is Bernie.
There's no one called Bernie.
Not
Bernie.
Really. I'm just joking. Bernie. But they're all named Bernie, aren't they?
Hey, listen, Steve, I wish you genuinely the best of luck.
Thanks so much.
I
appreciate it.
Hey, if you need somewhere to stay, I do have a spare room.
Come on.
See, honestly.
But do I have to wear my Police Academy outfit? I do, don't I?
Would be nice.
Nah, that's all right.
If
I
you could do a bit and we'd play the Blue Oyster music.
I'm not fine with me.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I like that.
But if you do get sick of hotel food,
yes,
my girlfriend's half Greek. She can cook some nice Greeky food for
us. Does she cook?
Well, sort of.
You're lucky.
Yeah,
the
very lucky.
That cooks.
Yeah.
Wow. Live in or how is it?
She lives there. Yeah.
She lives with
she
you.
She lives with
in
me.
In your own
actually,
home.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You give her own room or is it?
No. She shares a room
Jeez,
with me, and she's very lucky too, Steve.
She is a lucky girl.
But I'm saying that I can kick her out for a few days.
All right. Why not?
And you can come and sleep over.
And she can live under the desk where I live.
Yeah, exactly. We can watch Police Academy. We watch all the rubbish ones that you're not in.
Five through seven?
Yeah.
Okay, fine with me.
Six is actually quite good.
Six is good?
Yeah, six is surprisingly good.
Really?
Yeah,
you didn't
sorry.
Have to say that. I'm not
sorry.
In it.
They're not as good as the first four.
Thank you so much.
Steve, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Cheers.
Best of luck.
Now what? Now what? Can I stay here? Do I have to go?
No, you've got to sod off. Get out of my
studio. Why do I have to leave? This was such a good interview.
We've got Bubba Smith coming in.
You do?
The star.
Oh, big man. Big man.
We
cheers,
might actually
Ian,
just get
you
to do. We do an 80s hour every day.
Okay.
And an 80s show on Friday night.
Lovely.
We might just get you to say, hey, this is Steve Guttenberg. You know, this is the 80s hour on Absolute
sure.
Radio.
But that's the interview done. Steve, that was, I will swear now, that was fucking brilliant. Thank you so
much. Did we have
much.
Fun?
That
good.
Was such
great.
Fun. I hope you enjoyed it. That was very
I did.
Funny. George Lamb is very, very nice. The person you're seeing
he's
next.
A good guy.
You'll have,
yeah.
have fun with him.
Yes, you know what? In all the. I've never met a bad guy.
Yeah.
In, you know, doing what we do. Who can be really mean? You know, everyone. We're all trying to do our thing.
Yeah, bless you. That was very, very funny. That's the funniest.
Good.
So,
okay.
We'll get you to say Steve Guttenberg. We'll also get you to say what rank would you like to be as in Mahoney? Can you say?
Oh sure,
this
sure.
This is.
Oh yeah, sure.
What rank was it? Sergeant Mahoney?
Prince. I would like
Prince
to.
Mahoney.
Yeah, please.
Prince Mahoney from the Police Academy.
Okay.
Okay.
I would like that.
So the first one will be, hey, this is Steve Guttenberg, and this is the 80s Hour on Absolute Radio.
Okay. Hey, this is Steve Guttenberg, and this is the 80s Hour on Absolute Radio.
Good.
You're looking very buff, Steve. You're working out.
I am? No, plastic surgery. I haven't
done
it. It's all plastic. Yeah. I can't go too close to a radiator.
Can you say this is Prince Cary Mahoney from the Police Academy films on Absolute Radio?
Hi, this is Prince Cary Mahoney on the what from the Police Academy? I forgot the name of the.
So, hey, this is Cary Mahoney from the Police Academy films on the 80s Hour with Russ Williams.
Okay.
Wow. So this.
Hi, this is Cary Mahoney, a.k.a. Steve Guttenberg, on the 80s Hour on Absolute Radio on the Russ Williams Show.
Brilliant, yeah.
Steve, could I ask one favour?
Of course.
Would you, the two friends that I saw the Police Academy films with,
sure.
Would you sign Christmas cards for them? They would be so excited. It would be the coolest present.
It won't be the coolest.
Honestly, there's no tongue-in-cheek with this.
I mean, if you bought them a Rolls Royce, do you think it would be better than a Rolls Royce?
Look, there's no irony in this either. Isn't any tongue-in-cheek. Oh, look, they will genuinely be so touched that I've got a Christmas card.
I can't believe how you prepared yourself.
Because that's to Agent Chris.
To Agent Chris.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for this, my Dave. Pleasure. I realise we're... I love this. I was wondering if you could draw a picture of me and
let me just decorate. Do you have any oils? I can just do a little oil painting of love and happiness. I don't really mean any of that.
Good. We want the American insincerity.
Exactly. Vote for me.
And one more, this is for Lady Alex.
Lady Alex.
It's a